This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, it's the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay
Sounds
Kirshner.
Cute.
Well, where is everybody?
It's like an empty room.
Right? I mean, I've been on a lot of Percocet in the last 2 weeks with surgery, so, like, I really thought I was alone in the desert again there, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking back to me.
Were you on a horse with no name?
Exactly.
Good
with
heavens.
Jared Leto.
All right, so it's 7.5 the hour and then some here on the DJV Monday program. It's 22nd of March. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan back from her hiatus, and she sounds good. Happy to have her back on board. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media and in charge of herself, in charge of her son Mac, in charge of whatever she wants to be in charge of, as is Jennifer Horn, here for an overview of these various stages of fulfillment. We feel like, or at least I do, I'm not going to speak for you, I go 2 steps forward, 1 step back sometimes. You feel like, especially the beginning of spring, life is fulfilling, and then you recede a little bit. You have all these sunny days, and then it rains a little. You know, that's what happens. I guess that's what life is kind of all about as we move forward. The situation in Miami over the weekend, a lot of you probably saw that there were curfews, 1,000 arrests. This is a big party spot, and spring break is going on. Unruly children in the crowd, because that's really what this is, right? No matter what the age of the people who are out there, they're acting like children. And the restaurants that were destroyed, why? What is there about the human condition that makes this seem okay? Yeah, let's go out and we'll see how much stuff we can break, how much stuff we can blow up. And the police apparently were not prepared for it. They had their SWAT teams out. But did they control the crowds? No. They didn't control them at all. Miami Beach was a mess. Did you see the video from some of the stuff? The curfews, the restaurants, the outdoor seating. You know, it's warm down there. But what are they going to do with 1,000 people? They don't have jails for 1,000 people. What do they do with them?
Well, if they take the border, they should just release them and put them into a hotel. That's what they're doing at the border. Might as well do the same thing.
Right, yeah. But what makes people want to do this? Okay, spring break, so what? That means you go out and
spring
you get
break.
Drunk and you destroy stuff? What is that?
That's right. Spring break means you go out and get drunk and you do crazy, stupid stuff. But then you also have spring break happening after a year of people being cooped up forever. Of course it's going to be a rager.
Yeah, they should have been planning for this. Mm-hmm. And shutting restaurants down at 8 p.m., like, what does that do except make people angrier? I don't know. This is not a well-thought-out situation.
No, not at all. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? I'm going to Florida
right.
This weekend for a couple of things, and I'm not going down that far. I'm just going to the Space Coast to see my friend Jay Honeycutt. And so that is a whole different thing. It's different. It really is amazing how, you know, we have one state, Florida. Okay. Do you realize how the population is so diverse? Northern Florida, it's an agricultural area. You get into Central Florida and it's Disney. And then you get to Southern Florida on the West Coast.
A lot of the people you're talking about are probably not even from Florida. They're spring breaking there. I mean, Florida is a big destination for that.
Yeah. Well, if you try to get anywhere, you know, the airlines were talking about how they were promoting the cheap fares, $30 tickets, $29.95, $26. Hello. I made three arrangements. I made three plane reservations over the weekend, And they went for, and one of them, I was trying to go to Los Angeles during the April spring break for where public school. I mean, we're going to go back to school and then we're going to have a break again because that's the way it's always been. What? Nobody's got an original thought. Why would you have, if you're just putting the kids back in a classroom and then a week later you're taking a vacation, why?
Well, to be fair, most schools aren't even going back till after spring break. They're not going to go back till the end of April, most likely.
Well, anyway.
But then they're going to go on summer vacation, to your point, which is stupid.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're searching around for summer travel, I'm just giving you a couple of examples of what happened because I'm going down to see my friend there this weekend. It was much more expensive the last time I went to Florida, which was about a month and a half ago. Going to California either the week of or the week after spring break, it was 30 to 40% cheaper to go. It's like $1,000 to get from here to California the week of spring break. And the week after that, it's $300-$400. So, you know, but the airport, apparently the airports are just teeming again with people, and planes are getting filled up, and everybody, they're adding planes back again. So I guess that's a good sign, in a manner of speaking. But if you can't control yourself, like the people down in Miami, it's like, I don't know, it's so frustrating. I'm sounding maybe a little bit over morose at why it is that people get this. You know, the movie theaters are open again. What happened with the L.A. movie theaters being open over the weekend for the first time, Jennifer? How was that?
I have no idea. I'm sure it was fantastic.
Oh, glad I asked.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any big breaking news from the theater front, but yeah, they were back in business. So I guess, well, to be honest, actually, I think there were some people who were talking about the box office and just what kind of damage has been done to Hollywood overall. Now, Hollywood thankfully has TV production, so there's still all of that that's going in. But as far as the box office goes, 80% fell off in 2020. But there was nothing to see and nowhere to go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So that has changed. What's going on where you are, Victoria or Jay down? I mean, in terms of outdoor entertainment or entertainment in general, on either two scales, you're on the coast in New Jersey, Victoria, and you've been able to observe a lot of things probably from your recuperative state, looking out onto the beach as it gets warmer. What are you seeing?
Well, the restaurants are up to 50% indoor capacity now. Movie theaters are at 50% capacity. Kids have been in school pretty much the whole time, except for that first initial 2 weeks or whatever, which is, I guess, a year ago now. So Jersey's not really that far behind. It's been clunky along the way with their outbreaks, and then the kids' schools have to close for 2 weeks, and kids are doing remote learning and things like that. But for the most part, we haven't been too far behind. I mean, I cannot wait to go back to a restaurant once we're vaccinated because I just really miss it. It's been, you know, a year.
Yeah, I like to go once in a while.
So, So, and I'm happy for, you know, we live in a resort community, so I'm happy that the restaurants are actually doing really well. And so lots of takeout has sustained them. And then, you know, with indoor dining happening again now, and as the weather gets warmer, then we'll start with more outdoor dining and heat lamps and things like that. So I think it's actually, I think we're heading in the right direction.
But the stuff is getting pricey. I was, when I was stuck last weekend, you weren't here, but I had a problem. I got stuck in Connecticut, and so I ordered a pizza from Domino's. I found somebody that had a gluten-free pizza, so I ordered a veggie pizza, and you know how they are advertising on television, $5.99 for this pizza, $5.99 for that sandwich. And
the gluten-free one's expensive. You probably paid $20 for it.
I paid $23.
Yeah, I believe that.
For gluten-free, there's less in it than with a regular pizza. So how do they get away with charging more is the question, much as anything else.
Well, I think that is something that we're going to see a trend of, though. Like, just the restaurants that are right in our little village where we live, all of the prices have gone up. So this summer is going to be expensive dining.
I think this summer is going to be expensive, period. If you couple that with the price of flying, you know, people are saying, well, we've got this money now, we're going to inject it into the economy. Economy's going to do wonderfully well. I'm not so sure. I think the jury's still out on that. Let's talk about this guy, Anthony Blinken, what happened in Alaska, or maybe more importantly, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, the people now who have been in the White House for 3 months, their connections, for example, to big tech. I've said this how many times? When you get people into these positions of power, they come often from industry, the industries they regulate. It's certainly true at the FCC. It's true in the farming. The two areas that I know best are communications and farming. And the people that are in positions, high positions that I've looked at in the ag department, are all people that come from the big corporate ag. This guy, Vilsack, has never seen a big ag guy he didn't like. So what does that tell us about who's in charge in this new regime? Jennifer, you got any thoughts about that?
I think, well, there's a couple of interesting stories, I think, about the revelations coming out of the administration. Now, one made big, excuse me, allergies here, it's spring. One of them made big news on Friday, which was that the administration was going through and asking people who had past marijuana usage to resign. A lot of people were curious as to why they were told to be honest on their disclosure forms, which is what you want them to do. But they were given the job and then told that they had to leave, especially when you have Kamala Harris on tape on the campaign trail when she was running for president talking about how she had smoked marijuana. And then over the weekend, there was another disclosure the White House made available through an online portal. Staff members and their spouses, which is another aspect of this. Think of Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao. So the spouses matter, where they look into their assets, their stock portfolios, and their income from non-governmental positions. And what was revealed is that a lot of several members of Biden's staff have ties to companies with major stakes like cybersecurity, Microsoft, Facebook, all of that.
The last
stuff.
Guys. Well, but they're no different.
It's no different, but again,
it's corruption.
The reason it's a little different is that big tech has grown, and it grows significantly year to year. So this was not a problem at all for Bush or Obama, because these companies were just kind of coming into existence and no one was paying attention. It started to become a problem under Trump, and now here we are with Microsoft, Facebook, people who dictate our news, how we see things, being pushed into the administration. So I think it's going to be a problem not just because of who's sitting in the White House, but just because the timing of it, people are realizing what big tech is capable of.
Well, the other thing we're going to have to deal with is the amount of money being spent on hotel rooms for the illegals, and then not spending any money on veterans. It's obscene. $86 million have been spent so far for hotels for the illegals, and we're hundreds of millions of dollars away from helping veterans. What are we thinking? And how do these people get away with it is my question, frankly. All right, so there's that question. And then another question, when was the last time you really thought about your nose? Victoria's been thinking about it for 2 weeks. And now it's time to realize that your nose is your first line of defense against virtually all forms of things that can get into your body. Without your nose and your eyes, nothing gets into your body. Viruses, pollution, allergens, bacteria, all pass through your nose. Victoria's been using her Navage, and it has worked wonderfully well. It works for everybody, frankly. As you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you wash your face, this is the way to cleanse your nose. So important. Our focus, because of COVID in the last year or so, has gone to how do we protect ourselves. And this is the only nose cleaner with powered suction that's all natural. So it cleans out all the nasty stuff that's in your mouth and in your nose, really, because it does drain down. I find that this is so effective in cleaning things out. Anything that goes into your lungs, you know, you want to be clean. You don't want smoke and vape and things like that getting into your nose, and that's what happens. Use this device. It's called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, and you will find you are satisfied beyond belief, or you'll get your money back. That's the guarantee from Navage. Order it at Navage.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, Where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Jay's in charge of what's trending in social media. And there's a viral video of a six-year-old boy you're going to want to hear about right after this.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. So what's this viral video all about, Jay?
There is a little boy, a four-year-old, who was on the verge of, like, a pretty epic tantrum because his Nintendo wasn't charged, the battery wasn't charged, and his older brother started kind of helping him with breathing techniques. This is something that the mom caught on camera and posted to social media. It completely went viral, and she says that it's been helping. I mean, her family does meditation, and they practice controlled breathing and managing their emotions, especially during COVID when everybody was kind of, like, locked in the house.
Take it.
And then to watch her middle child help the youngest child through breathing. He took it upon himself to help the child and the younger brother, and it was just really adorable.
It doesn't sound like you think it does, Doug. It sounds really creepy. as you're talking over Jay. Someone just tuned into this. This was very creepy radio.
Really creepy.
I feel like I can envision you, Doug, doing like the up and down motion with your hands, like the breathe up and breathe down.
Absolutely doing that. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so in Spain, this will be the union. You're going to love this here. They're testing out, what, a new work week, Jay?
Yes, a four-day work week. Now, countries like New Zealand, Sweden, they're already kind of doing these test runs, and Spain's going to test out a four-day work week. It's government approved. They think that it's, you know, it's all about working smarter, not harder.
Well,
a five-day work week doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get more stuff done. You could possibly get things done with a four-day work week and a three-day
weekend.
If
your workers are motivated, they can work 7 days a week and be more productive. It's when you don't motivate them. In Spain, which is basically, it's not a communist country, but it's a very socialistic country, run by the federal unions and the federal government, much more of a, it's much more of a union state and a socialistic state than any other European country that I've ever been to anyway. And you can see everything's clean, everything's wonderful in Spain, except when's the last time you remember hearing anything that came out of Spain? What goes on in Spain that takes the stage internationally? Whether it's ideas, is there anything?
Well, their economy keeps chugging along, and
yeah, but it's socialist. It's because the taxes, people pay 50% of their income in taxes. So
right,
maybe
but I think if you ask any European and any European citizen, they're probably going to tell you that, you know, overall their happiness and their quality of life is a lot higher than other countries who are more concerned with what their, you know, output is.
But is that what we should be aspiring to? And I ask this question because there are a lot of people who are wondering about our values are changing because the government, especially in the last year, spent $6 trillion trying to keep things afloat. And part of that has been giving money to people who could have found a job but didn't. They've abused the system. That always goes on. In Europe and Spain and up in Scandinavia especially, people have come to expect that the government will sort of take care of them.
But then ask the question, why isn't their economy collapsing? It's not.
Well, because it's dependent on the government makes it all work. It's, you know, print money. That's why the
But a lot of people say, oh, you know, if you keep going in that direction, the government's going to collapse. Well, it hasn't, and it hasn't in any of those European countries.
Question. Good question.
Something's working.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Louisiana Republican Julia Letlow won a special election Saturday to fill the seat won by her now late husband, who died in December from COVID.
The backbone of the 5th District is agriculture and that rural way of life. And so I want to represent our farmers, ranchers, and loggers and make sure that they have what they need. You know, we have the longest stretch of the Mississippi River that runs through this district in the country. And so there's a ton of opportunity for jobs and small businesses. And so I just want to be an advocate for this rural way of life that I've grown to love.
Representative Letlow took 62% of the vote in a 12-way race. The commanding victory will avoid a runoff. Her election brings the number of Republican women in Congress to 31. U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space for some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. The Biden administration continues to block the media from seeing the facilities. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
In NASCAR, Kyle Larson credits Ryan Blaney, forcing him to race hard early in the final run of the day, causing Larson to use up his tires, which cost him the win at Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just got a lot better there that last stage, and it kind of changed up my flow of the race a little bit. You know, I could get out to such a big lead, and then I could take care of my stuff and run the bottom where it was maybe slower, but I could take care of my tires. And he was fast there, and I just wanted to maintain that gap that I had, so I had to run on the faster part of the racetrack and just use my stuff up, and then he was just a lot better than me there late in the run. So hate to lead a lot of laps and lose, but really good car that we brought to the track. Our Hendrick car, Sakon Chevy, was stupid fast there for a long time. I don't really know. I don't know if we got that much worse, or he just got way better, and like I said, he just kind of changed up the flow of my race.
Kyle Larson on Fox Sports. Next weekend, NASCAR heads to the small track in Bristol, Tennessee. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday the 28th, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One very late game tonight, the Dodgers and Mariners go at it at 9:40 p.m. Eastern. Bauer and Sheffield will be on the mound for their respective teams. The regular season starts April 1st. I'm Lance Prime, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Headphones untangled. It's National Goof Off Day, ladies. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with me, Doug Steffen, on National Goof Off Day. It's March the 22nd. Every year, we are all given the opportunity to have a little extra fun. Hoo-ha! So, are you relaxed, Victoria? Jay?
Yeah.
Does this coincide with spring break?
Well, I don't know whether it does. It's suggested that we all do something fun. Leave the work until tomorrow. Maybe this is like going to Spain. 4-day work week this week. Everybody needs to take a break from time to time. I find that my work, I don't really want to take a break. Well, every once in a while I do something different, but I don't want to. I don't feel like work is work. I know a lot of people.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people right now who have been working from home for, you know, the better part of a year, especially if you're on the coasts where, you know, we were hit so hard and people are not back in offices yet, probably sounds strange to people, you know, sort of in the middle and the south of the country because everyone's probably working in an office and has been for a while. But on the coasts, we're not. People are not going to be back into in an office in Manhattan until probably September. Mm-hmm. And so, but people's days are just, I've been seeing more and more of these psychological reports and things, people's days are never ending. And when you're working from home, you know, I have a friend who is the assistant to the president of a company. She's doing emails and calls with him at 10 o'clock at night. And that's just, and he's just acting like that's normal. And when she was in the office, everything ended at 5. So,
So
a lot of bosses are taking advantage of it, too.
The day that we have in front of us, this National Goof Off Day, the idea here is to take a break. You know, it's not easy, as you're suggesting, though, with the mental attitude that we have toward, you know, people. I think a lot of folks have thought, Victoria, that they ought to make up for the fact that we can't go to the office by working harder at home, because things are just not right. We don't feel like things are right, and this will help make it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
and I think bosses also are pretty wise to that as well. Oh, well, you know, you're already at home. You're already on your couch. Like, you can just do a little more work, you know. So I think I think it's kind of working both ways. It'll be really interesting to see what productivity levels look like when everyone on the coasts are back in the office and commuting again. And then that cuts your day, you know. I mean, if you think about it, the average commute, I think, on the East Coast is an hour, right around that mark. And so, you know, that you take 2 hours out of your day just to get to and from the office, that cuts down on productivity. I think there's a lot to be said for people, for companies saying, hey, look, if you really want to stay working from home, I think that's why you're seeing a change in attitude. Companies are realizing we're getting a lot more bang for our buck by having people at home.
That is true, I think. All right, here's the story that's trending, Jay, of this 15th century bowl that somebody bought at a yard sale for $35.
Right?
And like, now, hello, we all want to find one of these.
$722,000 is how much it was auctioned off for. Like, this is just amazing. It's a 15th century bowl from the Ming Dynasty era. And the person who found it is kind of a history buff. And when they first saw it at the garage sale or the yard sale, they were kind of like, I feel like this might be something special. So they went ahead and bought it, contacted Sotheby's. Wait, how do you say that? Sotheby's. Contacted Sotheby's and was like, hey, is this something? They looked at it and they're like, you know what? Can you bring that in? We want to look at it in person. Sure enough, they're like, yeah, that's very valuable. They estimated it to be between $300,000 and $500,000. But at the auction, it had 15 bids, went all the way up to $721,800.
That's incredible.
I need to spend more time at yard sales.
Yeah, the yard sales.
I don't think, that's the kind of stuff every once in a while on Antiques Roadshow, you know, somebody comes in with something from Great Aunt Tilly, and it turns out that she was sitting on a gold mine. That's amazing. Yeah.
Right?
Amazing. Stuff like that. Speaking of amazing, how many people think this continuing focus on this Tiger Woods crash that happened, 3 weeks ago? How long ago? A month
ago. Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, and they found that there were no skid marks, so he never hit the brakes. But now the latest thing they found is that his foot never came off of the gas pedal.
He passed out.
Yeah.
And he was
still accelerating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So was so that because he's on Ambien, or is that because he's doing some other kind of drug? Why?
Did his toxicity levels come back yet? I know they tested that.
No, I don't believe that they ever came back.
Okay.
No, I don't
think that's the last I was reading was that they didn't test it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He could have been on something. Yes, he has a history with Ambien. It sounds like, though, like from the whole story, that he was very anxious to get... He had been stuck behind a delivery truck, so he was late, and that people noticed that he was agitated, having to wait for this delivery truck. He sped away from the property. It kind of almost seems like if he didn't break at all, that he was either looking at his phone and didn't see the bend coming in the road, or he fainted, and then he would have just, you know, and that's, like, what else could there
so
be?
So that's the question. Mm-hmm. Did he have consciousness, or did he lose consciousness before the crash? That's what investigators are trying to
figure out.
Well,
he had no recollection of even driving.
That's really strange. That either is Ambien or something, or like a stroke or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, the lawyer, I've been trying to figure this. We've been talking about this off and on for a couple of weeks. Chris Harrison, who was the Bachelor guy, who's the host of the Bachelor and the Bachelorette programs, he's lawyered up. Why would that be? Because he's trying
out.
To get his job back again? Has he been fired? What's the story?
Yeah, he sees the writing on the wall. He's being pushed out, and no one else in the franchise seems to want to save him or throw him a lifeline. And he's been there for 20 seasons, right? Has it been 20 years now? And so I think that he lawyered up with the same lawyers who represented Gabrielle Union when she went after NBC over the racial allegations from her time on America's Got Talent. And so he's got some powerful lawyers in his corner. It might just be sort of like puffing of the chest right now, just to let the network know, hey, I know where the bodies are buried, so it might be in your best interest to not fire me. Or he sees the writing on the wall and he's going to pursue some sort of settlement. I mean, it's a lucrative, if you think about it, the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchises, this is a lucrative business, and it gets high ratings every season, so, you know.
A lot of visibility. I didn't know who the guy was because I don't watch the show.
Right. I mean, he is the face of the franchise. He started out as the host. He's worked his way up through the producer ranks, you know, with various contract negotiations. I believe he's on the executive producer level at this point. So, yeah, he's
more
not going to walk away from that money.
Mm-mm. All right, speaking of walking away, the Prince Harry has sued the Sun and the Mirror for phone hacking. Spokesperson at Buckingham Palace confirms the claims have been filed in court regarding the illegal interception of voicemail messages. So this stuff
this
has been...
This is so crazy. If you think about it, like, if People magazine hacked, like, Ben Affleck or any major celebrity and took all of his data that... I mean, I think even her Meghan Markle's Social Security number was stolen. If we take that... I know everybody in America is very anti-sympathetic towards them right now, and I don't really know why.
I'm not. I think I'm on the same page as they are.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she's gotten a pretty raw deal, and so is Harry. But if you think about, like, a newspaper, if People magazine did that, and I'm just naming them because that's as large as, like, the UK Sun, and, you know, if a news outlet did that, a tabloid did that, they would be put out of business immediately in this country. Mm-hmm. And yet they're just kind of going through the courts, and they're going to, you know, have a settlement. And the guy said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize all the data that I stole was going to end up being published.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize I was going to get caught is more so.
I didn't realize I was going to get caught, and I'm really sorry, Meghan Markle. I changed your entire life. It's unbelievable what they've been through.
When you look at these two magazines, two newspapers, kind of newspapers, they're owned by the News Group, which is Rupert Murdoch's company. They got plenty of dough, and so they could become they're a target for a number of reasons. The proceedings are going to go ahead. And maybe he'll get some money to pay for a bigger house. Who knows?
Like, we think, our press just says whatever they want. Our press is so free here. Our press is not really free when you think about what can be said and is not considered libel in the
UK. Not anymore. Yeah. Freedom of speech is gone in this country. Gone, gone, gone. So the NFL has finalized a new 11-year deal with Amazon for Thursday Night Football. So normally, I think it's been a fight between Fox and CBS and ABC and NBC. Now, Amazon is in this
Pat, this contract, if that's what you want to call it, is worth $100 billion for the next 12 years. Who knew there was that kind of money in broadcasting football? And that's for one night.
Well, it just goes to show how many people have ditched cable, because everyone has Amazon or Amazon Prime. So that's kind of like the go-to place now. You can watch, I think Twitter has one other night for the NFL that they've secured. So you can watch games on Twitter live. Then Thursday night you can see the games on Amazon. And then one of the other networks that has a streaming app, Fox or NBC or whatever the CBS one is, Paramount, then you can catch the games there. It just shows this is just the pattern of people and viewership, and cable companies.
I told you that my son
be obsolete.
Is the new producer writer of a new television series, and they're going to five different networks. John Hamm is the star of the show. They're going to five different networks, and they fully expect that Amazon, which has just so much money, will outbid all the rest of the networks to get this show on, because they're all looking for more product. But when you look back at
Amazon
these
needs
numbers,
it too. And in terms of who has what, Amazon really needs the content.
Yeah.
Because they've had a few hits here and there, but they really cannot compete with what HBO Max has for originals Peacock and
Hulu. Of the networks are still getting, like my friend Tucker on his Monday night show, I don't forget to watch tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, the show is called Debris, and we'll try to get him around his shooting schedule. Sometimes he can be here, sometimes he can't, to talk about the show and what, I don't know if you saw it last week or not, Victoria, but
I am behind on it. No, I haven't seen it.
You'll jump at
it's
the last
good.
Good.
Yeah, it jumps me. I'm not that, I don't usually watch The X-Files, but not something I went to every week, even though I found the two stars very appealing. It just was too creepy-crawly. This isn't creepy-crawly. It just, there's a lot of, could this happen? That kind of stuff. NBC is going to be charging a lot. They think that Peacock Network, which is like all these other networks that you're just talking about, is going to be a big deal for them. So they're right at the get-go, they're charging the same price for advertising on the Peacock stream as they're getting for primetime TV on NBC TV, which is really something the other
they're
networks
get more eyeballs
haven't
on
dared
streaming.
To do. But they're really, Peacock's one of the bidders for this show that Brendan's doing.
Good. The more bidders, the better. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they make a lot of money from it. John Hamm is a big, he's a big name.
Yeah, he is. Yep, interesting how it's all shaking out. But anyway, the pricing on some of these new shows and the NFL stuff, my God, the money that's being spent for this sort of entertainment, because that's really what it is. There's a lot of money. $2 billion on the other side, the $1 billion for Amazon for one night, but the other networks are putting $2 billion a year for the next, 10, 12 years? CBS, Fox, Comcast that owns NBC, they're spending $2 billion a year for these packages. It's just an ESPN is in on it, ABC that's a Disney product. I mean, it's just billions and billions and billions of dollars. Whoa. Woo-hoo. Okay, here, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm going to have a little squirt up in my nose. There it is. That's my clear. Ready for the clear? We're all in the clear when we're using clear. You're going to find that the bacteria, the strep, the staph, the viruses that are out there, you're all going to see that they are blocked completely. This is just another great way for you to fight the problems that we're all confronting with what's in the air. We've kind of ruined the air here in our world, and so the things that are in it are damaging. They're not good for you. And Clear to the rescue, though, X-L-E-A-R, go to clear.com. You can buy this little sprayer, use it during the day 2-3 times. That's what I do. The solution is non-addictive, non-irritative. It's all natural, so it goes to with parents and children alike. Great. Find it at the, favorite drugstore, grocery store, or buy it online at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, where you can also find that petition that you can sign to have the government put a the stamp of approval on using nasal sprays to combat a lot of the things that we are getting shots for. Help the CDC approval process by lending your voice of support. Go to clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and please sign. Thank you very much. 10 before the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In a moment, Chuck Curry will join us here on the DJV program. There's a new Mrs. Doubtfire that's R-rated. We're going to find out about that. And the this thing that Chuck has been on, the Zack Snyder Justice League movie that's 4 hours long. I'm going to get his interpretation of that. Plus, I'll tell you about seeing The Courier right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right. We're thinking old and gray thoughts here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments, and the theme from Star Trek brings us around to, once again, trying to figure out how old William Shatner is. And so, Chuck Curry, you have the delightful task of telling us how old he is on his blank birthday.
90 years old. Getting up there.
Shatner is 90. God love him.
243 acting credits. Obviously known infamously for playing Captain Kirk in the Star Trek franchise. You know, if it wasn't for the Star Trek Wrath of Khan in 82, I don't know if that cast would have kept doing Star Trek movies. That really revived that franchise. It was so well received. It struck a chord with a new generation. It was a really, really good film. I also like the last The Voyage Home, the one with the whale.
I liked them all.
Really good.
I like every single one of them. I thought they were all really good movies.
Right. And then he did T.J. Hooker from for I think 6 years. That was a hit on ABC. And he did two classic Twilight Zone episodes. One was Nightmare at 40,000 Feet, which is an absolute classic piece of television, written, directed by written by Rod Serling.
That's true.
Really good. But he's been around a long time. I would say William Shatner, that name alone is a very popular part of America's pop culture.
Everybody knows who Shatner is.
Been around for a long time, yeah. Everybody. And then obviously the Priceline commercials, which ran for a very long time.
All right, so the Justice League movie, you've been talking about this 4 hours long. I think Jay said that, or was it Victoria? Somebody said on the air they found it very unsatisfying. The black bars, the whole business.
No, you
about,
said Chuck. Yeah, I was going to say it was not me. I loved every moment of it.
I liked it. I liked it. No, I said I liked it. Listen, it's 4 hours.
But do you like it on a television screen, or do you like it in your movie theater?
I think it changes. I think in some ways it changes the game, because it sort of plays, it almost plays like a miniseries. I don't know if mass audiences are not going to sit 4 hours and 2 minutes in a movie theater. Not the completeness. Some people will, the core base will, but in general, the person who says, I wanted some entertainment on a Friday, Saturday night to go to a movie, is not going to want to sit 4 hours and 2 minutes. If you look at it as something a little bit different, something that fleshes out character and has, it feels long enough to have an emotional resonance. This movie works. The Flash, which is played by Ezra Miller, is a really cool character, and he gets a lot of screen time, and it's almost like him and the character of Cyborg almost have like a mini-movie within the 4 hours and 2 minutes. So there's a lot of good stuff. The Superman stuff is really good. It's amazing, as I said on Friday, that Warner Brothers could leave all this footage on the cutting room floor. But that's what happened when they parted ways with the director. Number one movie at the box office, Raya and the Last Dragon, $5.2 million. Dollars. Only off 9% week to week, so good, better.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.